four. Oh,
is that going to be? Is okay. Okay, great.
Hey, Debbie, are you over here? So then we got five here. Let's see, okay.
Is this a big mega group?
No, there's two groups here. Two groups of six, two groups of four, and another group of four. A group of five.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Yeah. Yeah, so we got a group of five, group of four, group of four, five, and a group of six. Okay. All right. Hey Tim. Hey Tim, come down here with James. Sit. Or let's say over here by Clayton. On that side. I'm trying to even it all out. Well, it's in the New Testament. Keep going. Just to keep it going. Okay, last week, for those of you who were not here, we went over Galatians 1. In Galatians 1, Paul comes out swinging pretty quick and pretty hard. He comes out basically saying he's an apostle, that he's an apostle that was not put in by man, that he was called by God to do the will of God, to preach the gospel. And then he calls the church of Galatia, and which is actually a bunch of churches. Remember that it's this is a region. There's not a church called the Galatian church. It was a region that was filled with churches. And in his first missionary journeys, that's where Paul journeyed. And he found in some of those areas of Galatia is where he found Timothy. He found several of the major people that we know about in those in that region of Galatia. But he's concerned because as soon as he leaves and he's away from them for a little while, others have come in behind him and turned their minds away from the gospel that he originally preached. So Paul says pretty frankly, if me or anyone else comes and says anything different to you than what I initially said to you, do not listen to them. And then he goes on to give it a little bit of a history of where he came from and how his conversion happened and how he was fervent, that he was even taking the life of Stephen and other people, and he had gotten letters to go up to Damascus to haul more Christians before the council. And he was challenging those that thought maybe he was a little bit weak. You know, it's like, oh, Paul with his grace message, he's afraid to do the hard stuff and tell them the hard story about what it really takes to be a believer in God, and that circumcision. If you want to really know the true story, you know, the real gospel is the hard message of being circumcised. And Paul was saying, listen, I'm not afraid to do hard things. I persecuted the church. That's pretty much my, that's where I was. What have you, so you cut a piece of skin off, and I am hauling them off and stoning them to death. So then he says towards the end that he was not, he states again that he was not called. He didn't really get his message from the other apostles, that he spent 3 years in the Arabian desert, and that somehow, just like Elijah, just like Moses, in that time, the Lord revealed himself to him in a more meaningful way. Started on the road to Damascus, and then it continued on, and now he was coming back, and he was coming back and telling the Galatians, and we're going to go into the second chapter now, and he's going to continue his history. He's telling the Galatians, you think I'm out here on my own hook? You don't think that I have the approval of those in Jerusalem and those that were with Jesus? Okay, and he's going to continue that story. So the second chapter is really kind of broken up into three sections. So what we're going to do is we're going to have...
Are we going to go into the third section?
What's that?
Can we go into the third, or is it too hard of a stopping point?
It may be a kind of a hard stopping. One, two, three, four, five. It may be a little much to swallow unless we just kept it high level. One, two, three, four. Yeah, some of those you need to kind of dwell on a little bit.
Okay.
So let's do this. This group here, you guys take care of chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. You got half the chapter, this front table. Chapter 2, 1 through 10. Second table back here, you do verses 11 through 14.
Who all?
That from you, Joey, on that. Yes, there you go.
11 through 14.
11 through 14.
Okay. 15 through
18. And then, you're also going to do 11 through, well, let's see. You guys just focus on 11 through 15, 14. And then 14, and then 15, 15 and 16. 15 and 16. 15 and 16. And then you, and these last two tables, both take 17 through 21. Now, you guys have, the verses that you guys have can take you everywhere. And so that's the little, it's maybe only two verses, but it's huge. Okay, we got it. Let's give it, 45 minutes to an hour. We'll watch the energy at 45 minutes and see where everybody is, and then we'll go from there. And if you need me to look up anything, I'm going to be sitting down here at their table. Peggy, welcome. If you want to come down here, you want to do that?
Sure, that's fine.
They got an open slot.
Alright, does somebody want to read it? 17.
We can read it. Is that cool?
Well, everybody, you need somebody else to read my verses if they like.
17, start with 17. Yeah, 17. I don't mind starting.
17 and 18, go ahead.
Okay.
I have noticed.